program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Casual Friday at Superhuman Radio. Hello, Elisa Profumo.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know, we went out of town last week, and we were listening to Casual Friday episodes, and we noticed something.
I was critiquing myself.
Yeah, and actually, I learned something about myself. Monday through Thursday, when I do the show, I talk directly into the microphone like this.
Uh-huh.
But on Fridays, when you're in the studio, the microphone is to my left, and you're to my right, so I'm talking with the microphone pointing at the side of my face and talking to you.
Uh-huh.
So those of you who may have noticed in Casual Friday shows, I kind of sound like I'm a little far away.
I thought it was just because I was in the studio.
Yes, it is. It is. And you overpower me. There's no doubt about it. Your beauty overpowers me. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
Actually, hail to the V, girl. But we'll talk about that later. But anyway.
Hail to the V. I thought it was hail to the no.
No, that's hail to the no. This is hail, like all hail.
Hail to the V.
Hail to the V. But anyway, so I've moved my microphone, so you may notice that my voice is now better captured by the microphone as I look at the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
Okay.
Okay. On that note, I got a couple things I had to announce, first of all.
Okay.
I've toyed with people the past couple days about we're breaking the news on a show that nobody in the country is doing. I'm very proud about what we're going to be doing Monday. What I'm going to tell you right now is you do not want to miss Monday's second hour of Superhuman Radio. Monday, I'll have Anthony Roberts on the show, and we are going to break the news on a masking agent that already exists that actually completely fouls the NFL's new growth hormone test and all the other governing bodies out there that are all jumping on the bandwagon for this new growth hormone test.
Mm-hmm.
As Anthony pointed out in a previous show, the growth hormone test is only about 50% effective if they get you in like 4 or 5 days from an injection. But more importantly, there's already a masking agent on the market that people don't even know exists.
That's exciting.
So we're going to break the news. We're going to blow the lid. This show, we did a show 7 months ago on how to pass a drug test using those drugs that they that for elderly people who tinkle on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Those drugs actually can benefit you because they keep the metabolites of the drugs in your body instead of you urinating them out. And we did that show, and we got tens of thousands of downloads a day from all different websites like SureDog, where there's UFC fighters and NFL sites and so on and so forth. Well, Monday, we're going to go even deeper now. So you're not going to want to miss Monday's show. I promise you. I promise you. This is going to be groundbreaking. You're not going to hear this from any place else in the world except Superhuman Radio, number one.
Okay.
Number two, I have been asked to put together a media kit for myself. And as part of that media kit, I have to come up with the person who's putting the media kit together, a publicist, asked me, well, what makes your show different? What makes you different than all the other radio shows in your category out there? And I said, I don't know. And I really don't know. And you and I talked about this, and I said, you know, I'm going to ask the listeners. So I have a favor. I need your help. I need you to send this to onair@superhumanradio.com. Don't post it on my Facebook because I'm not there often enough and stuff just rolls off and I never see it. But if you could please send to onair@superhumanradio.com, what makes this show and me as a host of this show different than the other shows that you listen to? Why do you tune into this show? I need your help so that we can add this to my bio and I can better understand what my niche is, if you will. Okay? So there you go. Those are my two announcements at the beginning of the show.
Oh, I thought you had another announcement about AARP.
Oh, yes. They found me again. You know what's really funny? They can't find Gaddafi right now, right?
Right.
AARP probably knows where he is. They're probably sending him cards right now saying, hey, your membership is ready to be activated. I don't understand how AARP does this. When I moved to Phoenix, I started getting mail from them there. Now I moved from Phoenix back to Louisville. I'm getting mail from them here. They just sent me another notice saying send in my fee and activate my membership.
Did you join AARP?
Never. First of all, AARP needs to get with the times. First of all, nobody retires anymore. Are they not aware that the country is in a financial poop hole right now? I mean, nobody can afford to retire. They need to change the organization's name to the American Association instead of for retired people. It should be the American Association for enchained and enslaved people for the rest of your life. You know? Get with the program. But, yes, they found me again, and I'm sure they know where Muammar Gaddafi is as well because he's over 50 like me.
Okay, so I was reading an article yesterday.
Yes.
About how obese parents raise obese kids.
Yes, yes. And that's an obvious one, because when you see little chubby kids, you usually see a chubby parent right behind them.
Right. Well, how about a chubby dog?
Oh, really?
According to the article that I read, 45% of dogs are now obese.
Right now, Dr. Rouse's head is exploding because he can tolerate people destroying themselves, but he cannot tolerate people destroying their pets.
Sorry, I can guarantee that right now.
So,
and the causes are the same, too much food.
Yeah.
So I guess people were told to get dogs to make them more active.
Right, so they'd have to walk the dogs.
They'd have to walk the dogs. But right. Instead, what they're doing is making the dogs obese right along with them.
Great. Wonderful. So there you go.
45% of dogs are obese.
That's terrible.
Isn't that awful?
That's terrible. That really is disgusting. You know what? That's inhumane to do that to a dog.
It really is. I agree.
And I think it's also inhumane to do it to a child. You know, if you want to be fat and you're an adult, do it. But don't do it to your child.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's terrible. Poor dogs. What should we do? Put them all to sleep?
No, I don't think okay, so. We could all send them all out to Dr. Rouse and let him take care of them.
And yes, you know, he'll feed them fat people. That's the solution. Peter's a big proponent of feeding dogs a natural raw diet.
Mm-hmm.
What better than to – we could solve this whole problem. Just feed the fat people to the dogs. That's all. Okay. There goes a politically incorrect statement from Carl Lenore. Put that down on why you like listening to the show.
So I also read that Adidas has a new barefoot shoe coming out.
They're competing with Vibram, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And that's something. Vibram led off with the five-finger shoe, which I am the one who called it the paleo shoe because I felt that it was the paleolithic style shoe. And now there are copycats, aren't there?
There are. It's really a nice-looking shoe. I know you wear yours to work out in.
Yeah.
But so do you like them?
I love them. I think that they're a great shoe to work out. I know a lot of people are opposed to them. I know that people like Mike Mahler wear them. However, Mark Philippi doesn't like them in the gym. There are some people who say they don't give enough
support
for the heavy movements. But I squat and deadlift in mine all the time, and I like them.
It says on the Adidas website, it says that the theory behind the new barefoot shoe is that the body is already optimally designed to move.
It is. And more importantly, we are our kinesiology, our spine, the pivotal points of our hips and joints, all evolved under us being barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then somewhere, because think about it, when you have a baby, they produce baby shoes that are completely flat for a reason, because you don't want to throw off the geometry of the baby's body as it's forming. And then we get to that age of 10, 12 years old, and mom and dad start buying us running shoe with a 1.5 lift in the back, which shifts the weight, shifts the spine, shifts everything.
Mm-hmm.
We were really designed to be barefoot, let's be honest. We weren't born with a lift or a heel or, you know, any of that sort of stuff. So I think it's a better shoe, personally.
I need to wear mine more often.
You do. And I'll tell you something else what they're really good for women. Because women wear high heels.
Right.
And your toes are jammed into that little bullet-shaped tip of the shoe. And a lot of women end up with bunions or toes that overlap each other and so on. Well, the five-finger style shoe gives your foot a chance to separate. It actually forces a little bit of a separation between the toes.
Like kind of like the yoga toes.
Bingo, exactly. Like mm-hmm. walking around with yoga toes, except you can't walk around with yoga toes unless you want to break your toes off.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, no, I think the five finger product, and now everybody else is going to come out with their variation of it. Somebody in the gym the other day stopped me. Remember that girl?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, "Oh, I've never seen anybody in Kentucky wear those before. My boyfriend has a pair, but they're called Skelly toes." And I said, really? She says, yeah, they're shaped like skeleton toes. So this must be like a more fun hip-hop style five-finger shoe.
Right.
But yeah, they're out there. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, so yesterday I was at the bookstore.
Yes.
And I picked up a magazine because I thought it looked like a good magazine.
What was the name of the magazine?
It's a Consumer Reports magazine.
Oh, and Consumer Reports is very protective of consumers, right?
And the labels or the front page said 10 food shockers, which I've read, and there are a lot of food shockers. But as I was just leafing through this magazine, I saw it is possible to make your own electrolyte replenishing sports drink.
Right.
So I thought, oh, well, I'll read this and see what the recipe is for it. Okay, so this was what the recipe was. 4 cups of water, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And then stir that, add lemon juice or sugar-free flavoring such as Kool-Aid for a little extra flavor.
Bingo. And so you have just as crappy a product as the products you buy at the store, like Gatorade.
Exactly. Well, and Gatorade has high fructose corn syrup in it. We all know that.
But let's also understand something. There are more than – salt is not the only electrolyte that needs to be replenished. Magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, all those things need to be replenished in a certain balance.
Right. Well, why would they put sugar in it?
Because they need to make it taste like Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
They want – in other words, when you say electrolyte drink to somebody, they don't think about water with the 4 important minerals in it that create the electrolyte balance. They think of something red that's sweet.
Like Gatorade.
Like Gatorade.
Well, doesn't Dr. Rouse sell a liquid that you can mix in water?
Yes, it's great. We've been using it for a long time. If you go to afperformancecenter.com and click the e-store, you will find it looks like a half-liter bottle of water.
Uh-huh.
It's so freaking heavy because it's so concentrated with minerals.
Right.
But you just take like a couple cap fills of it and you throw that in your gallon of water and it has the exact proper balance of potassium, magnesium, sodium, and phosphorus so that you're replenishing all of the critical electrolytes.
And you don't have to worry about high fructose corn syrup.
Or sugar.
Right.
Or Kool-Aid coloring. God knows what that is. That's probably got carmine in it, so there's little bug pieces
little
in
bugs,
there.
Little bugs, yes.
Yeah.
So, speaking of little bugs, the article I read in here about the food shockers are really shocking.
Oh, okay. So there was some good stuff in there.
Well,
that's Ralph – what's his name? Ralph Nader that does Consumer Reports? Isn't that Ralph Nader? Didn't he start – that's how he got started. I thought he was Consumer Reports.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're probably right.
Yeah. But so what other food shockers did you find there?
Well, you remember we were talking about carmine last week?
My dad?
No. Not your dad, the bugs.
Okay. God rest his soul. Okay.
Well, it's talking about food, all the bugs that are the FDA allows in your food.
Oh, yes, yes, right.
745 insect fragments are allowable in food.
Really?
27 rodent hairs, 13 insects. That's what could be in a 24-ounce container of cornmeal. Not that we eat cornmeal,
right,
but
still.
But I'm just using that as an example.
Right, right.
It's shocking to me.
That the FDA approves that.
Right. It's not shocking to you,
Oh, no, but it's not. I'm aware of it. But let's understand why that is.
Canned tomatoes can have maggots in it.
Yes, as long as they're cooked. But
that's not shocking to you?
Yes, it is. But let's take a step back. The FDA had to lower the standards of food quality. Now, keep in mind, this is the same FDA that's trying to pioneer new food safety bills all the time, right?
And it's the same FDA that's going after raw milk.
And that's going after – thank you. The FDA had to lower the standards of food quality so that – the large factory farms and the food manufacturing conglomerates could sell their products. Because if you go to a small family farm and you buy tomatoes, they throw the ones with the maggots out. But if you go to a big factory farm that has thousands of acres of tomatoes that are being mechanically picked, bugs and everything else goes in with those tomatoes and into your tomato sauce. So the FDA had to go, look, we don't want the bugs in there. And then the big conglomerate said, well, if you want us to keep doing the things that make you money, you're going to have to come up with some acceptable levels because there's no way for us to do this mass production without some crap getting into it. And they went, okay, we'll just lower the standards for food quality.
It says at low levels, these are not hazardous.
Yes,
to
and
health.
That, and that, you know what? And the word low levels should be on the inscription of every person who works at the FDA today. When they die, it should be on their tombstones. He died of low level living. Because that's the FDA's claim for everything. That's their answer for everything. Well, at the levels that you're exposed to, it's not dangerous. Well, you know what? If you take one pin and stick it in me, it probably won't kill me. But if you take 50,000 pins and stick them in me at the same time, I'm probably going to die. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So one, yes, well, the low level of that, but what about the thousands of low levels I'm accumulating all day long and all the things that you approve that I can eat?
Well, it makes me never want to buy anything processed again.
Bingo.
Not that I buy a lot processed, but like, for example, canned tomatoes. I'll just can them myself.
And we are going to be canning tomatoes ourselves,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes.
Or jarring them, rather.
Jarring them.
Right, right.
Right.
But I mean, you know what? This is just a perfect example of the doublespeak that comes out of the FDA. And this is the same FDA that says, don't drink raw milk, but eat the crap that we approve that you eat.
Eat the maggots with your canned
yes.
tomatoes.
Enjoy the extra protein in your tomatoes from the maggots. Look, we have to take a quick commercial break. We got a lot to talk about today. Who knows? Maybe Elisa will even rant today. Could it be? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Good song.
That's a great song.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is Hail to the V Day.
Okay, so they're not new, and everybody has one. Well, not half the world has one.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, they've been around since the beginning of womankind. Not half the world has one. Okay. But suddenly, it seems like everyone is talking about it. So go ahead and say it.
The coochie.
No.
The vajayjay. The vagina.
The vagina.
Yeah, I know. It's in vogue right now. The vagina is in vogue.
Is
thanks
it?
To the vagina monologues, I think, partly.
But that's what, that was in 1996 when the vagina monologues started.
Yeah, but it took a long time. You know, this campaign is being hosted by Summer's Eve.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, 12, 13 years old, Summer's Eve commercials started popping up. And anytime a room filled with men and women were watching television
mm-hmm.
and a Summer's Eve spot would come up, the men would immediately and spontaneously start talking to each other about football.
Or change the station.
They would look away. And the women would sit there kind of a little squeamish as well because they were talking about vaginal odor. You know, it's like, well, no one wants to talk about that, first of all. And I remember back in the day, it was like nobody wanted to pay attention to those commercials. And a lot of times they ran them later in the evenings, too, almost the way they do risque content.
Uh-huh.
Then fast forward through the sexual revolution and Summer's Eve. I mean, I remember the first time – I can remember as a kid the first time I saw a Kotex tampon ad on television. They were not on television all the time. Those were things that women taught each other about. It wasn't out there in the face of people. No one wanted to admit, you know, that they knew anything about the vagina. That's really the truth. And even during the sexual revolution, people weren't comfortable about talking about it. It wasn't until the vagina monologues came around and women started to, I hate to say it, embrace their vaginas, because I think a lot of women aren't even comfortable with some of their own body parts.
Right. Well, one of the articles that I read said that it's a very controversial ad.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of women who don't like the ad. And I bet there's a lot of men who don't like the ad. But Summer's Eve has come out with a new campaign called Hail to the V. I'm going to try playing the ad here. I found one that's short and sweet, and we'll see what it sounds like here. Hold on a second.
30 seconds long?
Yeah, it's 30 seconds long, and I don't know if it's going to translate well for radio, but let's give it a shot. Sorry. Technical difficulties, folks. Here we go.
It's the cradle of life. It's the center of civilization. Men have fought for it. Even died for it. One might say it's the most powerful thing on earth.
So come on, ladies. Show it a little love. Cleansing wash and cloths from Summer's Eve. Hail to the V.
Yeah. And I think it's a cute spot. Men have died for it. Countries have gone to war over it. It's the cradle of life. I mean, you know, all these great attributes. In fact, I happen to know in the expanded game of rock, paper, scissor, vagina covers penis and wins. So, you know, it is a very powerful thing. And it is true.
Well, if you think about it, let's think about a little bit of history here. Back in the 1500s when King Henry tried to divorce his wife, Queen Catherine
of Aragon, right?
Right, and he couldn't. He left the Catholic Church and started his own church so that he could marry Anne Boleyn. Because one of the reasons that I read was because she was not giving in to him desires.
She would not have sex with him unless he married her.
Right.
And he wanted that coochie so bad that he changed the direction of his country and all the people in it.
Right.
So you're right. Absolutely. And let's face it. Many men have murdered, killed, destroyed over the love of a woman because she was having sex with someone else. Men feel that they own the vajayjay once they get it.
And where did the vajayjay come from?
What do you mean, the word vajayjay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know.
Grey's Anatomy started that.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then Oprah picked... I think they started that in 2006, and Oprah picked it up in 07 and started using that on her show.
Back when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, the nice way of saying the word was coochie. Coochie.
Hmm.
You know, and that's that they would refer to it as a cooch.
I think vagina sounds better than coochie.
Yeah, vagina is a very technical word, like penis. It's like, you know, nobody wants to have a girl go, "Wow, you have a great penis." You know, they don't want to hear that. And most men are not going to say, "Wow."
What do you want to hear then?
Oh, other words, obviously. Words that are more manly. But obviously, the Hail to the V campaign is on its way to televisions around the world. So be prepared to be sitting in your room with your 13 and 14-year-old daughter as they tell your daughter that she has what it takes to control the world, sitting right there on her chair. So
okay. So I read an article in the paper today about a brain-eating amoeba.
Yes, yes.
You know, I found it very interesting because three people have just died recently of brain-eating amoebas.
Right.
Two of them were swimming in lakes.
Right.
And then one of them was using a neti pot.
Right.
And actually used tap water. It was a 20-year-old male that lived in Louisiana, which that's kind of scary to me, don't you think?
It depends. If his tap water was coming from one of those boggy swamps in Louisiana, I would imagine if the brain-eating amoeba didn't get him, some E. coli or something else would have. But yeah, what does this brain-eating amoeba actually do?
What it enters through the nose.
The nasal passage.
The nasal passage.
The membranes in the nose. Okay.
And it goes to the brain and starts eating the frontal lobe.
Really? And the frontal lobe specifically, because the frontal lobe is probably like the filet mignon of the brain. No, really, when you think about it. Right? It's probably the most tender and juicy portion of the brain. I wonder why I guess the frontal lobe is the closest to it, so it just burrows up and goes in.
It's not a new infection. It's been around for decades, and it doesn't kill a lot of people, but it seems to me that it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
That it
doesn't eat like the flesh in the face or the flesh in the nose. It goes right for the brain.
Right.
Because the brain is probably fat. It probably likes a little of the fat and cholesterol, and maybe even some of the neural hormones like norepinephrine and dopamine attract it. Who knows? I happen to have firsthand knowledge of this amoeba. About 6 years ago, I was swimming in a lake and I contracted the brain-eating amoeba. But it immediately left my skull because there was nothing in there for it to eat. It said, "I'll starve if I stay here with this guy's brain. There's nothing here. Someone's beat me to it." And so it crawled out of my ear, slapped me in the face and said, "That wasn't funny." And then it left. Well, there you go.
Well, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, brain-eating amoebas. Great things. If you have one, you'll know right away because you won't know anything anymore. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about one of our favorite companies. Let's talk about
Monsanto.
Okay, let's talk about Monsanto. That's one of my favorite companies also.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. Did you know that they have contributed? They've contributed five things to the planet. They're
most dubious things. Yes, right.
One of them I was really surprised about.
Which is?
Saccharin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if if saccharin is truly dangerous. I mean, that's one of those things that I don't know. I mean, all of them are dangerous. All of the artificial sweeteners except for stevia are probably no good for you. But I wonder if saccharin is really the carcinogenic agent that they said. But what are the other dubious things that they have created?
Polystyrene.
Which is styrofoam.
Styrofoam.
Which will outlast the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did that. They came out with that in the 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, Agent Orange.
Wonderful contribution to this country. And now they're going to start using it again.
The bovine growth hormone and then GMO. Those are the five. But I was surprised about the...
There's got to be more than that.
Saccharin and the polystyrene.
Yeah, GMO definitely will have the greatest impact on future generations, as will Agent Orange, because they're going to start using it again as a pesticide. So it's terrible. But let's talk about another favorite country. Oh, gosh darn it. We have to take a break. I've been going long on these. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about Pfizer. Can we talk about Pfizer?
Sure.
I want to talk about Pfizer and the wonderful things that they've done to those of us who love chicken. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROS. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROS.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, Elisa, some would say that this song makes you want to get out of your chair and dance. Everywhere in the country except
Lexington, Kentucky.
Our neighbors to the east.
Wonder why that is.
We want to officially ask the government in Kentucky to change the word city, C-I-T-Y, to the word city, S-I-T apostrophe Y, when referring to our neighbors to the east, Lexington, Kentucky, because they have the dubious known to be what? They are the most
sedentary city in the U.S.
They sit the most.
the most sedentary. They say that it's always summer in Lexington because summer is for kicking back and doing nothing.
And they love better than anywhere else in the world in Lexington, Kentucky, to sit back and do nothing.
That surprises me, actually.
Why? Because you lived in Lexington for a while.
Well,
right?
Just because of the horse industry. I mean, it's the horses are really big in Lexington. There's a ton of horse farms, and it seems like people would be active. But
wait a minute. What do you do with horses? You ride them. So you're sitting on their backs. So activity with horses means sitting on their backs.
Yeah, but it still takes muscle and strength and effort.
But it probably takes a lot more muscle and strength to walk a horse than it is to ride a horse.
Okay.
But I mean, you lived in Lexington. Did you notice that the people there are fatter? You lived in Lexington a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Long time ago.
Why did you leave Lexington? Because nobody got out of their chair?
No. No.
No,
but and the most active city is Seattle, Washington.
And, you know, I would have lost a bet on that one. Have you been to Seattle?
Mm-hmm. My uncle lives there.
Okay. Seattle is probably, of all the places in the United States, most resembles the United Kingdom in its amount of rainfall.
Right.
It rains a lot there. But it's a beautiful, green, lush area. I just can't get over that Seattle would be, I would have thought, a warmer area, you know, someplace in Florida or California for being number one on the list. What other cities hit the list?
Well, Louisville was, 100 is the worst, Lexington. Louisville was 81.
So it's not far behind.
Mm-hmm.
So we get out of our seats just 20% more than Lexington.
L.A. was 27th.
That's pretty good then. It's down at the.
San Diego was 21.
Good for San Diego.
Yeah. San Francisco was second. So, I mean, right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know what shocked me was Washington, D.C. was fourth.
Now, yeah, that does shock me.
That surprised me.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to remember, there's a lot of crime in D.C. You can't sit very long unless you want to get murdered or mugged. So, there you go.
So, anyway, so Lexington, Kentucky, they need to get up and move.
Get up and move. Move to Louisville, where you only have to get out of your chair just a tad more often.
20% more of the time.
That's all. That's all. So anyway, we promised to talk about one of our favorite pharmaceutical companies.
Pfizer.
Pfizer with a P. Pfizer is a wonderful company. We can attribute a lot of thanks to them for many, many things. But today we're going to be thanking them for what, Elisa?
Arsenic in your chicken.
Now,
Of course, 60 years, no less.
Now, explain the linkage between Pfizer and arsenic in all chicken. In all chicken.
They have a company that's a subsidiary of Pfizer, and it's Roxarsone.
Okay.
And they produce chicken feed.
Roxarsen.
Roxarsen.
Interesting.
And they've been putting arsenic in the chicken feed for 60 years. And now, the FDA has allowed it.
Oh, yes.
Has approved it.
Let me guess why. Because the FDA says the minute amount. Yeah, the low levels that the arsenic can't really hurt you. I'd love to take whoever at the FDA said that and hit them with a low level of buckshot.
And what's even worse is that the FDA says in its own research that the arsenic shows up in the chicken meat that we eat.
Right. But it's such low levels. Now, think about the people who eat a lot of chicken, right? Think about somebody who eats a couple chicken breasts a day every single day. But it doesn't stop there, does it, Elisa Profumo? It's not just the chicken.
Well, no, because then in the chicken feces, they actually, I guess, clean up the feces and the
feathers
and whatever's left in the chicken coop and put it in cow feed.
Right. So they feed the cows
the chicken poop. Feces
right.
That has arsenic in it as well. So it's showing up in the meat that you get from the conventional beef from grocery stores.
So the arsenic ends up in the beef because the cows are eating the chicken poop.
Yes.
Okay. And isn't that by itself interesting that factory farming takes poop of one animal and feeds it to another? Because remember when prions were discovered in beef and attributed to mad cow disease, and they said, oh, the reason cows got mad cow disease is because they were eating other cow byproducts, which meant that when they slaughtered a cow, anything they couldn't sell off, they would then grind up and feed back to the other cows. And they said, well, that's how they got mad cow disease. Well, back then they said, okay, cow feed can no longer have cows in it, but it can continue to have pigs and chickens and everything else in it. So cows are eating chicken byproducts as well as chicken poop. That's a wonderful idea. Yes. You'd want to eat an animal that's eating other animals' poop regularly, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So the arsenic shows up in the beef. Go ahead.
Okay, I made a mistake. The actual product that they put into the feed was the Roxarzan, and the name of the company is Alpharma.
Alpharma. Okay.
Alpharma.
Okay.
That's the subsidiary of Pfizer. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry
that's okay.
That.
So, but the bottom line is that Pfizer finds in their divine wisdom that chickens need arsenic. Why do chickens need arsenic? Did we find out why they even include arsenic in the feed?
No.
Not at all. Okay. So they're going to probably say, well, chickens who peck and eat dirt get arsenic. And so we needed to make this feed as closely resembling natural feed as possible, so we included arsenic. And the chickens have arsenic in their meat, and the beef has arsenic in its meat, and guess who's eating the arsenic-laden meat? Us.
But what's so interesting is that the FDA says that there are such low levels of arsenic in there that it doesn't harm anyone that's eating it, but yet it also says that arsenic is a carcinogen.
Right. Right.
I don't understand.
But
that.
In low levels, you know, if you're only eating 1 ounce of chicken a day, it's not going to hurt you. That's okay. You know what? Like I said, the FDA's mantra should be, it's in such low levels it can't hurt you. That should be their mantra. They should just get a tape recording for the Consumer Affairs Division of the FDA that when you call there to complain, it says, whatever you're calling to complain about is probably in such low levels, it can't hurt you. Stop calling.
It makes no sense that they're going after raw milk. In this article, it even says that they're saying that they're going after that it's dangerous to drink elderberry juice.
Yeah,
the FDA is saying that.
Yeah. The FDA decides what's bad for you and what's good for you. This is a draconian measure to control food and thus control people. The FDA sees themselves as having the opportunity to control the masses by controlling what we eat. If they had their way, we'd have no natural foods. We need only GMO and factory farm products, and then take all the pharmaceutical drugs we can pay for each and every month until we die. And the FDA will have achieved its mission of completely destroying the American population. That's the goal of the FDA.
While we're talking about the FDA, they also have decided to leave Celexa on the market, which has also been revealed that it causes heart failure.
So in other words, Celexa, one of the side effects of Celexa is it causes heart failure.
Yes.
But that's an acceptable side effect.
Well, they're saying that if you take 60 milligrams of it, it can cause heart failure. And so their prescribed dosage is no more than 40 milligrams.
Oh, so once again, it comes down to in the small amount you're getting in the required dose. The
lower levels. It's crazy.
What about people who accumulate? Somebody who accidentally drinks grapefruit juice and accumulates some. Or how about this? Maybe if you're not causing frank heart failure, but just causing the heart to weaken with the lower doses, that over time someone will have heart problems. Oh, no, that couldn't be. Because the FDA in its divine wisdom says it's such low levels it really can't hurt you. I think the FDA should have to take all of the drugs. I think every morning an FDA employee shows up at work, they should have to take one Celexa, and they should have to take one of everything that they approve every single morning for the rest of their lives, which will be a very short life, obviously, because they'll die 2 or 3 weeks later, and then no one will want to work at the FDA. I think the FDA should have to take everything that they approve.
I agree.
Really?
I agree.
Jeez, this is disgusting.
On Facebook, Tyler Hess said that he's surprised that they can still feed animals to other animals since Crutchfield-Jacobs disease.
Yeah, that's mad cow disease. Crutchfield-Jacobs syndrome is mad cow disease. Exactly. But no, what they came up with, Tyler, was that you can't feed cows cows, but you can feed cows pigs, and you can feed pigs cows. You feed chickens cows, and you can feed cows chickens. You just can't feed cows cows. It's actually, it's kind of like the government's fear of homosexuality, but taken to animal food instead. There you go. All right, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, what are we going to be talking about, Elisa Profumo?
Polysorbate 80.
Oh, I like that sound. Polysorbate 80. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you
Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience and being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Blame it on the boogie. Well, what else can we blame it on? Can we blame it on polysorbate 80 by any chance?
Maybe.
Just depends on what we're blaming, right?
Right. Do you know what it is?
No, what is polysorbate 80?
Well, you just told me.
No, I didn't tell you. I just talked about oleic acid. Go ahead. What is polysorbate 80?
Well, it's a non-ionic surfactant, an emulsifier derived from polyethoxylated sorbitin.
Okay.
And oleic acid, which oleic you acid. Said is the same.
Well, like olive oil contains oleic acid. A lot of different vegetable oils have some amount of oleic acid in it.
Right.
Oleic acid.
And it's used, polysorbate 80 is used in foods like ice cream, for example. Has it, those little puddings that you buy to
go. The little individually cupped puddings.
Right. That has it. I mean, it's even in shampoos and creams. Polysorbate 80.
So what is the problem with the polysorbate 80?
Well, evidently it's in vaccines and it's causing anaphylactic shock when it's used as a vaccination.
When it's in a vaccine, okay.
Yeah,
and there's so many things in vaccines that warrant people avoid vaccines at all costs. We have some friends that are in the pharmaceutical industry recently, and we were talking about vaccines with them. You remember that conversation?
I do.
and I said, you know, I would avoid vaccines. And this one person who is highly committed, highly invested in pharmaceutical in general, said, oh, no, no, vaccines are very, very good. People should always get vaccines, especially children. And I just shut my mouth because I didn't want to get into, you know, I don't want to. Obviously, the pharmaceutical industry has their mantra, which is, you know, get vaccinated. But there are so many damaging effects of vaccines. You just don't know. Or how can you trust what they're really injecting? Between thimerosal, which is a derivative of mercury.
Right, right. I saw that.
I mean, all flu vaccines have thimerosal in them.
Okay, so I read a study where the International Medical Council on Vaccination, they studied 17,674 children.
Right.
Okay, those vaccinated had 120% more asthma, 146% more autism, and get this, 317% more ADHD than unvaccinated children.
And now I just remembered the conversation we had with that person about vaccines, which comes back to this. This is startling when you hear the ratios of children that have these issues after being vaccinated.
Right.
Okay. What we talked about that day was you were on the show and you said that children who are vaccinated with diphtheria, a vaccine, within 2 weeks die of SIDS.
Right.
80% of the SIDS deaths were related to and occurred within 2 weeks of being diphtheria vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, well, I don't think it has anything to do with the vaccines. They've discovered that the reason that these young babies die of SIDS is because of an inappropriate serotonin response, which serotonin is part of the alarm system of the body. When the body is in danger, like when you're asleep, serotonin levels fluctuate and make you wake up like, oh, my God, I'm in trouble.
Right.
And that these babies. And so I said to her, really? I said, so in other words, it would be interesting to find out what the effects of children who don't die of SIDS are on serotonin levels. And she said, no, it's idiopathic. It usually goes away after a while. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, did you just hear yourself? These children have an irregular serotonin response.
Uh-huh.
And we just said that it happens right after the diphtheria shot, but it goes away. So why can't the irregular serotonin response be a result of the diphtheria vaccine? She never put that together. She never said, well, maybe that's why they're having the because a pharmaceutical.
She's just parroting what she hears.
Yeah, because the pharmaceutical industry is going, oh, no, no, no. It's not the vaccine. It's an irregular idiopathic serotonin response. Well, wait a minute. If it didn't, why didn't they die of that idiopathic serotonin irregular response 2 weeks before they got the diphtheria shot?
Right.
Why is it? Because chances are the diphtheria vaccine is precipitating this irregular serotonin response that then goes away over time. But no, you'd never have anyone in the pharmaceutical industry admit that their drugs do anything but good. Shame, shame, shame.
What was the toxic ingredient you said just a few minutes ago? That
thimerosal?
Thimerosal. Okay, so thimerosal is also in flu shots.
Guess what? It used to be in contact lens solution. I wear contact lenses.
Uh-huh.
I was in optometry school.
Say that 10 times.
Ophthalmological school. And I remember when soft contact lenses first came out, there was thimerosal as a preservative in Bausch & Lomb contact lens solutions.
And that's basically mercury, thimerosal.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so a multi-dose flu shot contains mercury levels 250 times higher than legally classified hazardous waste.
Right, right.
So, like, I'm going to go get a flu shot. I don't think so.
I mean, look, if you were a kid and took a thermometer to school and dropped it on the floor and that little bead of mercury fell out in the class, they would shut down the school and get a hazmat team in there to clean it up. Yet, they put that same stuff in vaccines and in your teeth, in those metal fillings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And this is the perfect example. The FDA probably said, oh, it's such low levels in your mouth and such low levels in the vaccines. But you know, it's like it's all BS. If you don't follow your own compass about this stuff, then you deserve to get sick. If you drink the Kool-Aid being promoted by the pharmaceutical industry and the medical orthodoxy, then I'm sorry to say it. Darwinian selection pressures are pushing you down so you can't procreate and have more stupid people on the earth. That's what's going to happen. Eventually, all the stupid people are going to die from eating the wrong foods and taking all the drugs. And there's just going to be us left. And guess what? They're going to want to put us in chains because we're not going to buy and drink the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that those of us who want to live longer are, you know, just out there and don't have any threats against us. We stand to ruin the government just by living longer. Anyway, okay.
I'm sitting here shaking my head like people can see. We do need to get the little webcam.
You were made for television, Elisa, not radio. You're pretty. You can be on TV. I was made for radio. I have a face for radio.
Oh, okay. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so what else can we talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, yesterday, Dr. Andrew posted something about coriander.
Yes.
And then Danny Todd asked me if I was growing any coriander and or astragalus.
Right.
And I said no, but then I remembered, and you kind of prompted me, that cilantro, the seeds from the cilantro, is the same as the coriander.
Right, exactly.
Right, so I am growing it. I have cilantro in my herb garden.
We just have to get the seeds out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is coriander good for you?
Well, I read an article that coriander oil is a natural remedy for superbugs. It's used to cure food poisoning and MRSA.
Really?
Says scientist in Portuguese. In Portugal. The Portuguese scientists say this.
How much coriander do you have to take to cure MRSA?
Well, let's see. It's 1.6% of the oil. Okay, so here's all, taken from the seeds of coriander plant, it killed 12 lethal bacteria, including E. coli, MRSA, and Salmonella.
So coriander is probably good to take once in a while.
I would think so. I wonder if you eat the cilantro plant.
I wonder if the cilantro plant has any of those benefits that the coriander seeds do. That's interesting. I would like to find out.
They found that the oil attacks and kills the outer membrane of the bacteria cells.
And so, therefore, it can't survive. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, thanks. So who posted that?
Oh, well, I found this article. I don't know if this was the one that Dr. Andrew posted or not. It might be.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Dr. Andrew, for at least asking the question about coriander. That's really good information, especially with, you know, like my poor mother got C. diff this last time she was in the hospital for her pneumonia. And she was on intravenous antibiotics, which destroyed her digestive system. And so now we are trying to reestablish her digestive system by giving her plenty of probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I would rather see elderly people just take coriander regularly if they're going to come in contact, especially in, like, institutional settings in nursing homes and hospitals. So what else, Elisa? We have to take another commercial break. What do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about anything before we go into the break? No? No, you shook your head again. You have to say no.
No.
So the audience knows that you said no. All right, we have a couple more topics we want to cover when we come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if you
your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to ForSportLife.com today. That's the number 4, SportLife.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. You know, the notion that proper nutrition and exercise could cure disease is something that I learned on my own when I got sick in 1998.
Uh-huh.
And then I met so many other people who cured their own diseases, various diseases, cancer, heart disease, all sorts of diseases, by embracing a lifestyle of physical culture and proper nutrition. And I always thought that this was something we just discovered now.
Right.
But it's not. It's been around since the beginning of time, really, we know. But we learned about an instance just recently. You're a huge fan of Old English history.
Right.
And you've kind of turned me on to some of this, too.
Uh-huh.
And you are actually a huge fan of the Tudor dynasty, correct?
Well, I find it interesting the way he, what King Henry did, yes.
But I mean, not just King Henry,
not just King Henry,
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, yes, and the whole dynasty.
We're talking about the original Queen Elizabeth, not all the Elizabeths
Elizabeth
that followed.
Elizabeth I, right. The whole dynasty, right.
The Virgin Queen.
The Virgin Queen, right, very good. The Golden
See?
Age.
I'm remembering.
The Golden Age. Anyway, so we were watching something about the Tudors, and they were talking about sweating sickness.
Right, which was something that came on quickly, killed you very fast, and the symptoms were that you sweat profusely, and then mm-hmm. you died. And the sweating obviously was from fever. You got such a severe fever, you died from it. So chances are it was some sort of influenza, but they didn't know what it was at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How many people died at the time that sweating sickness came out?
Well, it came out at different times, but in 1528, which is kind of around the time of King Henry, 1,000 people died. It spread throughout Europe, not just in England.
Right.
So 1,000 people died that time.
Okay. And someone counseled King Henry, aside from offering the king herbs and stuff like that, which were not thought to work, because even his cardinal
King Cardinal Woosley was taking the herbs and stuff, but he still got the sweating sickness, but he beat it.
Right.
Okay. But King Henry was taking the herbs, but he did something else. Someone counseled him. A quote unquote physician came to him and said, "I've heard about a gentleman who was stricken with the sweating disease, but it did not kill him because what he did was he adhered to proper nutrition and he exercised and forced himself to sweat regularly every single day. And the sweating, he did not succumb to the sweating disease." And I looked at you and said, "Oh my God, this guy found out that he would not die from the sweating disease by embracing proper nutrition," which back then we know that that was probably eating high protein, high fat diet, because that was what kings ate.
Right.
Okay. And he exercised every day. And King Henry thought he was getting it. And he would run in place and he would do push-ups to make himself sweat. And he never got the sweating disease.
No, he didn't.
And he came in contact with it because everybody around him was exposing him to it.
One of his most popular, William Compton.
Cortisone. He was a cortisone.
Cortisone.
His pimp. His pimp. Right.
He actually was one of the first to die from it in around King Henry.
Right. Right.
So he was very
exposed to it. And even some of the even after King Henry sequestered himself and quarantined himself and only had like five or six people around him, out of those five or six people, a few of them died from it and they were in regular contact with him.
Right.
But he didn't get it and he used to run in place and do push-ups
He was also in his younger years, he was also very athletic.
Yes. Very competitive.
Very competitive, right.
So
in his younger years.
So here we go. Here is an example of back in the 1500s where the thing to do to avoid this disease that was killing people was to adhere to proper nutrition and exercise. Could you believe it? And how is it that exercise has never made it through the annals of medicine to today? Why aren't doctors – because that doctor went to him and said, "King Henry, I know of a man who caught the sweating sickness but didn't die, and here's what he did." And remember, the king was kind of incredulous. "You mean to tell me that that's all you've got for me, exercise and proper nutrition?" He says, "Well, your highness, the man didn't die." So how do you like that? And yet doctors today don't tell you – anything about nutrition, and definitely don't tell you anything about exercise.
Well, most of them don't know much about nutrition.
Most of them don't eat and exercise themselves. I think anytime there's an obese doctor, somebody should put a sticker on his back that says, "Don't take advice from me. I clearly don't know what I'm doing. I am not healthy." So anyway, so there you go. Another example that the message on this show to exercise and eat ancestral type diets will keep you from getting diseases. There you go. Proof. So, Elisa, we have a listener named Robert Losey who has emailed us a question. He is frustrated. He's been working very hard adhering to what he called proper nutrition and exercise, but he seems to be stuck in a plateau, correct? Do you have his email handy?
I do.
Could you read it?
Okay. Here, he's got several different questions, so we'll just start from the beginning. Just wondered if you guys could talk about why peanut butter is suspect.
Okay. I can answer that one real quickly.
Okay.
Peanut butter is not a nut. It's a legume. It is high in lectins. Dr. Cordain's group at the University of Colorado did research on peanut lectins and found that peanut lectins specifically, can cause the type of arterial inflammation that leads to plaque buildup. And increase the atherosclerotic index. So peanut butter and peanuts in general are like other legumes, really not good. They have these lectins that are not good for our body.
And plus, peanut butter has rodent hairs in it.
Yes, but just small enough amounts that it can't be dangerous.
Low levels.
The FDA's mantra: low levels, so it's not dangerous.
So Robert, just Go somewhere like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and get almonds and just grind your own.
Well, actually,
grind your own almond butter. Fresh Market has the best fresh almonds.
Yes. Their almonds are oily.
Uh-huh.
And when you make almond butter at Fresh Market, it's nice and pudding-like.
Right.
When you make almond butter at Whole Foods, it's dry and yuck.
Yeah, so if you have a fresh market, and I know Trader Joe's has a really good one, but just grind your own. Then you don't have to worry about rodent hairs.
Yeah, exactly, because if you see the hairs, you can pick them out that way. So what was his other question?
Okay. He's like you just said, he's having trouble losing fat. It's really tough. I trained so hard and have come so far. I'm rested, well-nourished. I just don't get it. I've tried multiple meals. I gain fat. Three larger meals, I gain fat. Warrior diet, I lose some fat but hit the wall. I eat vegetables and fruit. It seems the fat percentage stays stationary. He also said that he read that yogurt has a higher insulin index than white bread.
I've never heard of an insulin index. I've heard of glycemic index and glycemic load, and I can tell you that yogurt's glycemic index is in the mid-range, generally like 30 to 40, and white bread is 100, equivalent to sugar. So I've never heard of insulin index, so I'll have to pass on that one.
Well, Robert, maybe if you just have the Greek yogurt,
Yeah, maybe it's the yogurt that's laden with extra sugar and fruit,
right,
and all that other stuff that maybe is a problem.
Just get the plain Greek yogurt that doesn't have any fruit in it, and it has 7 grams of sugar per cup.
Right. But then I asked him to answer a couple questions. I asked him if he knew his body fat ratio, number one, and he said he has not checked that yet.
No.
And he said there's lots of different methods. And a caliper is okay, but the gold standard for checking body fat is the where they submerge you in water. That's the best way. And they take three different tests. They sit you in a chair in a pool, and they slowly submerge you down to your neck, and then they tell you to take one deep breath and let it out completely so there's no air in your lungs, and then they push you down into the water, and they weigh you. And then they lift you up, and they do it two more times, and then they take the average of your weight, and using a formula, they can calculate what percentage of your body is fat and what percentage of your body is lean, which makes up bone and muscle. That is the best way to check body fat. If you can get a DEXA scan, that's even more superior, because then you can actually tell what percentage of bone and what percentage of muscle is broken out. But with that being said, you need to know what your body fat is first, because you don't know, really, you're shooting in the dark if you don't understand how your diet and exercise is affecting body fat storage, number one. Number two, I asked if he had a complete hormone panel done.
Mm-hmm.
And without a complete hormone panel, once again, you're shooting in the dark. We understand that hormones play the largest role in the creation and storage of fat. We know that. Look at squirrels who hibernate and eat the same amount, if in fact sometimes lower caloric intake at the end of the summer and start turning everything into body fat. We know that hormones play a larger role than calories, a larger role than anything in what your body does with your food. And if you don't have a hormonal snapshot, once again, you're shooting in the dark. So I would suggest that before you endeavor any changes in your diet, keep doing what you're doing for now, but you need to get a complete hormone panel done that includes all the sex steroids, DHEAS. You need to get three cortisol checks morning, afternoon, and pre-bedtime, so understand where your cortisol is. You need to have a complete thyroid panel done, including thyroid-stimulating hormone is okay to look at, but you need T3, T4, free T3, free T4, reverse T3, and TPO, which is your thyroid antibody, to make sure your thyroid is functioning properly. And only after you get – and of course, an A1C, a hemoglobin A1C, which you can actually do yourself now. You can go to Walgreens and buy a hemoglobin A1C test kit. We just bought one.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you a three-month snapshot of what – your insulin is like, as opposed to just morning fasted glucose, which can not tell the whole picture.
Right.
And only after you have this hormonal snapshot, and only after you understand where your body fat is, then can the work begin on tweaking and finding out what needs to be changed for you. Other than that, you're going to have a very frustrating time because you don't have a roadmap. You don't understand what the terrain looks like. You're just walking aimlessly, and you don't know if you're walking off a cliff or you're walking in the direction you need to walk.
That's kind of like your show yesterday where the U plan, you kind of have to have a plan.
You got to have a plan.
For everything in life.
But like Dr. Woody said, you have to know where you are and what you have available to you too.
Right.
In other words, If you don't own a boat, it's probably not a good idea to decide to take a voyage because you're not going to be able to swim.
Well, you can rent one.
There you go. There you go. Very good. But you got to have a snapshot of the terrain around you. You got to know what your hormonal terrain looks like before you can endeavor this, and that might be what's holding you up.
Right.
So there you go.
One of our listeners, I'm going to keep this listener's name out of it.
Okay.
First, one of the first questions was, how do they take caffeine out of coffee?
They blanch it. They just soak it in water.
Okay.
That's all they do. In fact, if you're drinking caffeinated tea, if you take the tea bag and put it into cold water for about a count of 10 or 15, 80 to 90% of all the caffeine in the tea bag is released right then and there.
Right, because it's only got so much caffeine in it.
Right, and the caffeine comes out first.
Okay.
Okay, and they do the same thing with coffee. Coffee is gently decaffeinated by just washing it with water. And 80 to 90% of the caffeine comes out right there and then. Boom, done.
This person said that she was taking a caffeine pill before working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
And she got off of it. Right. And she's having really bad headaches.
Yes, that is one. L-tyrosine, the amino acid L-tyrosine, can help ward off those headaches. About 300 to 400 milligrams of L-tyrosine a few times a day can mitigate some of the side effects of caffeine withdrawal.
Okay.
So that's a good start.
And she was also drinking coffee. So do you suggest the no coffee too? Or?
I think like any drug, caffeine is a drug. You have to titrate it. I've been using some caffeine again. I just had a small cup of half. That was a half calf. And it's a small half calf. That's a 16-ounce, so it's 8 ounces of real coffee and 8 ounces of decaffeinated coffee. So I would estimate that's probably under 200 milligrams of caffeine there.
Uh-huh.
But when you want to, if you've been consuming caffeine for a long time and become dependent on it, you must treat it like any other drug. You have to titrate it. And what that means is you cut your daily dose in half for a week to 2 weeks. Then you cut that dose in half for a week to 2 weeks. And then you cut that dose in half for a week to 2 weeks until you're not using anymore. So the way I would do it is I would buy your normal size cup of coffee, but ask for a half caffeine, half decaf, and drink that for a week or so while taking the L-tyrosine. And then cut that in half by either going directly to decaf or telling them you want one third, two thirds if you're friends with the Starbucks person and they're willing to help you out. And then at some point in time, just switch to all decaf and then stop the caffeine entirely. Now, I will tell you something. I'm a coffee lover. I love the taste of coffee. And decaffeinated coffee actually tastes better than caffeinated because it's not bitter. It's caffeine that gives coffee that bitter, acidic taste. Decaf coffee is very smooth and very tasteful. So if you really love coffee, you can still drink it. Just drink decaf. And generally, a 4 ounce cup of decaf has about 12 milligrams of caffeine in it, similar to a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start thinking of it more as tea if you start drinking decaf.
Right. Black tea or green tea or.
Yeah, any caffeine tea. Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. But you have to take it slow or you do get the headaches. You can also become anxiety-ridden because blood sugar levels will fluctuate dramatically. Remember, every time you use caffeine, it liberates glycogen from the liver. It keeps blood sugar levels elevated. Now, all of a sudden, your blood sugar levels are going to be lower than they normally are. You're going to find yourself being a little bit more moody and even prone to mood swings in general. So there you go. Hopefully that'll help. Anything else to talk about, lovely Elisa Profumo?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. So I guess we could say goodbye to the listeners then?
We can.
Okay. Well, why don't you say goodbye to the listeners?
Bye, everyone.
All right. We'll see everybody
next week.
Yeah. And don't forget, Monday, you do not want to miss Monday's show. I promise you, it's going to be a barn burner when we break the news about an agent that is already available, but people don't know what it is, that will help athletes fool the new growth hormone test. This is ridiculous. I predict that Superhuman Radio will be picked up by mainstream media come Monday. Yes, Elisa, you have something to say before we...
Kevin Johnson has a question on Facebook.
Okay, let's answer Kevin Johnson's question before we go off.
Does decaf blunt hunger like regular coffee?
Probably not, because there's not enough caffeine in it. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
There you go, Kevin. Got you in
there. You go, Kevin. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. We'll see everybody Monday. Do not miss Monday's show. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. Listen live. We'll see you next week.
Bye.